Happy New Year, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with the Extension today. Hope everybody had a great end to the year, maybe had a chance to slow down, refresh, rejuvenate just a little bit. That is, after all, what this time of the year should be about. And as we head into 2026, maybe you've had a chance to think about, what's my New Year's resolution going to look like? You know, in a lot of cases, farm families sit down over the holidays and we look around and think, what does that succession plan look like? What does a transition to the next generation look like? Michigan State University Extension Specialist Craig Thomas made this statement in a piece that he wrote all the way back in 2013. He says, "In my work with farm families for nearly 30 years as a Michigan State University Extension Dairy Farm Business Management Educator, I have observed that it is nearly unanimous among all farms that the most important goal of the producer is to pass along the farm business to the next generation. Is that a goal for your farming operation? If it is, that's a great legacy and one that deserves some attention, some time, some input put into what that is actually going to look like." In an article entitled "Farm Transition and Succession, Why Bother?", Thomas references some of the challenges, however. He notes a Farm Journal survey stating 80% of farmers plan to transfer control of their operation to the next generation, but only 20% were confident their succession plan would achieve it. It underscores the challenges that can come with an undertaking like trying to pass along a farm to the next generation. In an Iowa State study, 71% of retiring farmers said they had not identified a successor. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. There can be lots of challenges. And it's not just a challenge that is unique to agriculture, unfortunately. The Small Business Administration actually reports that less than a third of family-owned businesses survive the transition from the first to the second generation. Only half of those making the first transition survive the transition from the second to the third generation, meaning that only about 16.5% of family-owned businesses successfully survive to the third generation. Those can be daunting statistics, so why am I sharing a bunch of sad information to start off the new year? It's because I want to encourage you, if you are thinking about passing on the farm to another generation, to start today. It does come with some challenges. There's going to be lots of work that's going to go into it, and it's going to, quite frankly, take some resolve on the part of you and whomever that next generation might be to make that happen. Now, during 2025, I tried to take some of the steps out of K-State's 12 steps to keep the family farming succession planning reference and put those into a monthly news column. If you are interested at all in checking that out, you can sure do so. You can find it on our Metal Arc Extension District Crops and Soils page. Just visit www.metalarc.k-state.edu. Click on the Crops and Soils link on the left-hand side, and in the middle of the page, you can find those resources. Now, you can read the column if you want to, but what I think is even more valuable are the resources that are associated with each of those columns. For each of those steps, I tried to find both K-State and outside K-State resources that might be of value if you're trying to kind of piece together what some things might look like as you start to think about that transition plan. There's worksheets in there from University of Missouri. There's videos out there from Oklahoma State. There's information from University of Minnesota, University of Wisconsin. All of those places have great information that you should check out if you are thinking about a farm transition or farm succession planning. And those links are on those pages if you want to check them out. There's lots of others out there as well. In fact, Kansas State University has our own Ag Kansistence program. If you are interested in checking that out, you can do everything from maybe if you're not going to be able to pass along to somebody in your own family but want to pass along the farm, maybe there's an opportunity to link with another generation from somewhere else. Maybe you're just looking for resources to try and figure out what legal assets are there available out there. Are there ag stress links that I maybe need to check out to help me work through this process? Maybe you even want to book a one-on-one consultation to try to figure out what the next steps might be. The Ag Kansistence Program through Kansas State University is a great opportunity to kind of sit down and do some of that. They're a part of our Kansas State University Agricultural and Economics Program, and you can find them at agkansistence.org, agkansistions.org. They're a great resource if you are looking to try to get the ball rolling. There's a lot of information that I've shared this morning. There's a lot of work that goes into this process as well. I'm certainly no expert, but if you are trying to access some of those resources, maybe miss some of those web pages along the way, drop me a line. I'd be happy to visit with you. You can contact me via any of our Metal Arc Extension District offices, or you are always welcome to email me at dhallaue@ksu.edu. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and a very happy start to 2026. This has been David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.